When the original Scared Straight documentary aired on PBS in the late 1970s, it inspired what is now a common feature of juvenile justice efforts in many communities. Across the country, children whose parents are at the end of their ropes turn the kids over to jailers and prison guards for intense and sometimes terrifying tours of jails and prisons to try and steer the kids straight. But is it even possible to scare an at-risk kid back on track?
Sound off! Out!
Sound off!
It's a Friday morning on the cell block at the Bibb County Law Enforcement Center in Macon. About 20 children, boys and girls, are being forced to do calisthenics by inmates in orange jumpsuits. Here, this is called the Consider the Consequences program, and it's just over a year old. Just minutes earlier, parents and guardians explained why they brought their children here.
He stated that he bought some brass knuckles.
Yeah, he got some brass knuckles from another child, but he got caught with them.
Ellis Sinclair is a lieutenant in the Bibb County Sheriff's Office, and he runs this program. These are the behaviors he wants to change.
And when I say change the behavior, we're not really into the scaring business. A child wants to be loved, and a child wants to know that somebody cares.
So programs like this pose a question. How well does exposing a child to a day of stress at your local jail keep them out of jail as an adult?
The fear arousal approach does not work.
That's Paul Klonoski. He's a criminologist at Clarion University in Pennsylvania. As a doctoral student, he couldn't shake the memory of that Scared Straight documentary and what it promised.
You know, this idea touting a reduction rate of recidivism by 80% always stuck in the back of my mind.
So Klonoski and his research partners Keith Bell and Kimberly Dodson decided to see if the science around these programs over the last 30-plus years bore that number out. What they found was that a child was actually more likely to go to jail as an adult if they'd been through a Scared Straight program. How much more likely?
We're seeing an increase anywhere between 15 to 28%.
That reflects the range of conclusions across a dozen different studies. Nowhere did they find evidence that scaring children in jails ever had a positive effect. At best, it did nothing. Their findings were published in the Journal of Offender Rehabilitation in 2010. Back in the county jail, children are in the actual cell blocks. Cell doors are open. One 9-year-old boy is lifted by a pair of jail guards and shoved Superman style into an open cell. A camera crew from a syndicated TV show captures everything. Paul Klonoski doesn't see how this helps.
You know, the confrontation does not work, especially because many of these children are already survivors.
So what would help? Well, remember Lieutenant Sinclair's focus on love?
A child wants to be loved.
Klonoski says the programs that work usually involve calm and often frank talk with inmates.
The inmates being able to have a conversation with them and say, hey, listen, you do not want to end up here like me, and let me tell you why.
There is some of that here, but Bibb County Sheriff David Davis says scaring kids is the cornerstone of his program.
I think it is. I think it serves a purpose.
He's seen the TV story and still stands by what happens here.
But it's just one little piece of the bigger puzzle.
What comes after is a year of life skills classes for children and parents alike. Paul Klonoski says that part sounds good, but he and other criminologists would love to take a closer look.
The idea of being able as a criminologist to evaluate this rigorously, there may be some positives here.
Sheriff Davis says he already has experts steering his program, but he'd take more help. Consider the Consequences takes in a new class of young people in just a few weeks. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.